Xhaka. Brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Shiro!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another
exciting,
thrilling,
exploding
fire
episode.
Yes, of the
VAR show. Yeah.
With your host that does not boast, the host from the West Coast, DJ Sticks.
And this is your host, coming right in crunch time.
Yeah.
Last I score time. Goals last minute. Tastes yeah. Like lime.
Ooh.
It's glory.
Yeah. And now is the time to get into the most exciting football show in Active FM. You know it.
Yeah.
And we are here to, you know, celebrate. And also, you know, talk about what happened this past weekend. Because if you don't know, football came back and it came back with a bang.
With a bang.
Oh, my goodness me. The amount of games that I watched this weekend, I am so proud to. And I can finally call myself, you know, a faithful lover of the game. You know.
So tell us, DJ Six, how many games did you watch exactly?
All right. So I had to, you know, because it was my duty. I watched the first Premier League game. Liverpool and Bournemouth.
Yo, I actually wanted to watch that game so bad. I should have.
It was a late one, though.
It was a late one. I was like, look, I'll sleep and we'll check the stats on the next day.
Yeah.
But yeah, yo, actually, that should have been a must watch for me because also started Fantasy League and I got points from Semenyo. Well done.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I don't know how. That's a dope one, damn.
Okay,
I don't know. I don't know what, like, I think I sort of. When I started my fantasy team, sort of slightly based it off of the end of last season.
Oh, wow.
But I think I just kind of guessed. Like, most people guess, and I think, to be pretty fair, it was a lucky guess.
I just thought
the Semenyo would be a good pick. And lo and behold, in his first game against Liverpool.
Against Liverpool. That's the crazy part, though.
Yeah, and I think the thing that made me take a bet was because Liverpool lost to Crystal Palace just before the season started. So for me, that is a shaky point, so kind of like analyze that as well. But yeah, it was a good start to the season.
Mastermind. And then I also watched Aston Villa versus Newcastle live, which didn't turn out to be the best game because it was a 0-0 draw. You know, yeah, the draws don't really go down well. But it was a good game to watch, just seeing the different tactics clashing and cancelling each other out. The brilliant managers, Unai Emery and Eddie Howe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good watch, but it ended 0-0.
Yeah.
That's the second game that I watched live. And then I watched Leeds and Everton on Monday. Obviously watched Man City destroy Wolves.
Bro.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Also checked out Chelsea and Crystal Palace. Those were the games that I watched live. And then the highlights were like Sunderland versus West Ham, which was quite shocking. We're actually going to go through it now in the match weekend roundup. Brighton and Fulham, I did catch a glimpse of that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really focused. Yeah, but yeah. And then obviously I had to also watch Man United versus Arsenal. It was a pure hate watch.
That's the only game I watched. DJ Six announced in the beginning that we're starting off this year with a bang, or the season with a bang.
Oh, man.
For me, it started with a nod, and a nod led to a goal.
Yeah. You know, but it's
very suckish. Maybe I should have watched the Liverpool game.
That wasn't a bad game. It wasn't a terrible game.
Lots
of attacking power from United.
There were lots of positives. The stats, we obliterated them.
I was very scared, but yeah, Arsenal coming through with the victory. I was gonna be happy either way, whether it was a win versus
bro. You know that's our like for six consecutive matches. The last six matches we've had with Arsenal, we haven't won a single. It's either been a draw or a loss, and the majority of the times it was a loss.
Yeah, but that one, I think would be one of your better games. Where
yeah, look. Yeah. If you compare it to last season, of course it's a better game. If you compare it to where we want to be now, and I'm not hate watching, I'm not being negative. I do appreciate where Man United is now. Obviously, I'm expressing it from a perspective of a fan. Yeah. It would have been nice to see, you know, get a good victory over Arsenal.
Home game.
Yeah. Home Plus, game. We're playing at Old Trafford, and they scored on the Stratford end.
Oh man!
You must imagine what that felt like. But if you ask Mateus Cunha, which match would he have rather been in? Man United versus Arsenal or Man City versus Wolves? I think...
he
would have definitely picked United. So...
the United one. Yeah. But just to quickly go through the scores, right? And do our first weekend...
Roundup!
So Liverpool, right? 4-2. But now, it didn't go the way it sounds, right? So basically, it was 2-2 up until the 88th. Minute.
What?
And I have a very funny story. So I was watching the game with three Liverpool fans.
Yeah.
So like same room. So you can imagine the tension. Me celebrating when Semenyo scored. Yeah! And I'm just watching them complaining about mistake after mistake. They were complaining about Endo. Because Endo, when Endo came in and played on the right back position.
Yeah.
And they were killing him. In fact, That goal came from the... Because Crystal Palace was utilizing that left side. So they were utilizing Endo's weaknesses. But they were killing Endo. And then luckily Joe Gomez came in. But then I said, right, because Chiesa was warming up.
Yeah.
And they were crying for Chiesa not to enter. They were crying for Harvey Elliott. And I said, because I like Chiesa. And I've liked him since Juventus.
Yeah.
If you watched Euro 2021, He was absolutely...
No, Chiesa was killing it.
He was crazy. So I'm like, bro, my boy Chiesa is coming on.
Yeah.
And I wish... Basically, he's going to shame you guys and score. Chiesa comes in. Before you know it, Chiesa gets the goal. They go crazy.
Bro.
I'm going crazy because it's Chiesa's goal. And yo, just the entire stadium goes mad.
Goes mad, bro.
Yeah. And it's crazy. And then Salah making it 4-2. On the 92nd minute, making it another, I think it's back-to-back seasons now since he came.
Yeah.
That he scored on the opening day.
On the opening day, yeah.
The Premier League record.
I even remember commentators mentioning that.
92nd minute, so Anfield went crazy. You know how Anfield can be.
Yeah.
And then plus, it was an extra special win, obviously, because of the loss of Diogo Jota.
Of Diogo Jota, yeah.
And it's their first Premier League game at home, so there was a lot of emotion. But that's how the game ended. So that 4-2, it might not look like it, but it was a very, very special
game. It was very special, especially we noticed all the Premier League matches where the players and coaches were wearing the black armbands as well.
Yes.
Initially, because I saw it in the Man United game, I didn't know what it was, but I remember my wife searching it and said, it's for when like a significant person has died, and immediately clicked,
they're doing this
in honor of Diogo Jota. So yes, our hearts are still with you.
Yeah.
With the family as well.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yeah. Aston Villa and Newcastle getting the 0-0 draw there. Yeah. Like I said, it was mainly a game of tactics.
Yeah.
And sometimes brilliance from goalkeepers, Nick Pope and the goalkeeper that Aston Villa got from Stadio Brest, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And then Brighton and Fulham 1-1. Tough game.
Yeah.
That's how it ended there. Sunderland. This was a shocking one for me.
Bro.
Sunderland playing their home game. And the match ended 3-0.
Crazy.
3-0 versus the Hammers. Who, for me, I didn't expect this to happen because they had a pretty good preseason.
Yeah, they did.
Participating in that summer series Premier League thingy.
Oh, that cup that no one talks about, that United won.
Yes, yes. They were in that cup and they didn't look that bad. So to see them go 3-0, you know, down to Sunderland was quite crazy, but very good for Sunderland. Yeah, glad to have them back. You know, this is what we call Premier League furniture.
Yeah.
And this team does belong in the Premier League. And then Tottenham. Tottenham hammering Burnley 3-0 with Richarlison getting a brace. And one of the goals. Did you see the overhead kick? One of the goals being an overhead kick.
It's crazy.
Yeah, confidence there because, yeah, if you don't know, last season, basically, when there was like 2 months left, that's when Richarlison bagged his first Premier League goal for Spurs.
Yeah.
So this season, he's on the right track and then he's proving a lot of people wrong. But it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking about, you know, Tottenham, what do you think Mohamed Kudus' transfer, what do you think the impact has had on West Ham?
Oh, no.
Because he was one of their key players, actually.
He was actually quite a huge player for West Ham. I think, obviously, the attacking definitely suffered because he was a man full of ideas and very skillful, very capable. So I do think that it did affect West Ham in a negative way. But Spurs will definitely be the happier of the two.
Yeah.
As even in that game against Burnley, there were some moments where he was basically doing the most. Tell and Richarlison. They were having the games of their lives.
Yeah.
And obviously with them, after not too long after Son's departure, people expected like sort of a dip. But they're actually taking this as an opportunity to step up.
Yeah.
Step up and do the most. So Tottenham 3-0 to Burnley, and then Wolves, Man City kicking off the season with a huge win at Wolves. 4-0 with an outstanding debut from Tijani Reinders, my boy.
Yeah.
And he's looking crazy. He's skillful on another level. It's like a skillful Rodri that can shoot like De Bruyne.
Bro.
That's literally what he is.
Madness.
And it's exciting to see Oscar Bob coming back as well.
Yeah.
With brilliance. And obviously Erling Haaland getting the goal.
And yeah, it's never good to see a good side go down like that. But again, it's also good to see the big teams being on top.
Yeah. I think it's you know, the Premier League is back. Right?
We're back.
We've been saying this, so the level is high, the competitiveness is very high, and sometimes you'll see even big teams.
I don't know if we know what we're in for this season.
I don't know. I mean, look at this one. Chelsea, after winning the FIFA Club World Cup, beating PSG 3-0.
Yeah.
First game at home against Crystal Palace. Boom. 0-0 draw.
Exactly. And I remember someone commenting about where's the best team in the world now.
Oh, my man. And I predicted. This is what I said for this season, right, for Chelsea. And I hope it's not going to come true. There was a reason why I said this. I said, I see a very frustrated Cole Palmer this season. Because this team is supposed to be at a certain level. But I just don't think that they have the legs for it and the consistency for it.
Yeah, you'd think after spending like, I don't know, close to $1 billion on players, that you'd finally be able to win something. learn from Arsenal.
like that's not even like an understatement, bro.
Yo.
But so they went 0-0 to a Crystal Palace side that's very confident.
Yeah.
And then Nottingham Forest, a team that's looking very, very exciting, even though they've lost a key player like Elanga.
Yeah.
They are still looking quite scary. And they won against Brentford 3-1. Very good result for them.
Yeah.
And then a very disappointing one for me, Leeds versus Everton. Like I said, Everton had a good preseason. They even drew against Man United in that summer series.
Yeah.
They signed Jack Grealish on loan. They were looking like they're going to be doing something different this season. But going to Leeds and playing a very, very terrible line of football. They were horrible. Literally, after the first half, 0 shots on target, 0 attempts.
Like crazy.
Like they didn't even know what the Leeds goalkeeper was wearing. That's how bad they were. And Leeds coming back to the Premier League and getting three points. And then the last one, obviously, Tori will know about this one. Man United losing to Arsenal 1-0 with a goal from Ricardo Calafiori and a mistake from the goalkeeper once again.
Bro, like a lot of people are trying to make argument for why that goal went in. That was like pure nonsense. Like, as a goalkeeper, you know your box, you stand your ground. The ball comes in, you punch it out with your strongest hand. No debate. You have control there. Now, there were instances where, like in that moment where I saw Saliba pushing between the defender and the goalkeeper. But, I mean, that's not reason enough. It wasn't good enough, not to any standard. And it was very disappointing to see. And obviously, Arsenal doing what they do at the right time, right positioning, you know, that corner flag, they own it. But I'm pretty sure and I'm hoping that Premier League teams have come in this season with tactics to defend that, because for me personally, I don't think I want to see more of that carrying on the rest of the season. And I don't think teams would appreciate losing to corner tactics.
Yeah.
But besides that, it was quite an interesting game. As bad as it was from a perspective of, you know, the points, I mean, Ahmad was giving those defenders a run for their money.
No, he was.
Yeah. I could see him fainting and dribbling past defenders, which I was happy to see personally. If I'm being straight, those defenders couldn't keep up with him. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, no, like I said, the attack is looking very, very promising from Man United. I just think that some things just need to click. The more you guys play, the more that you will. And what I liked was Cunha and Mbeumo were very relentless. And they never gave up, like, until...
Cunha was running. Like, that man has some legs on him.
The shouting. Even when, like, he gets fouled, like, he's angry. Like, there was more Brunos.
Yes, basically.
If I can put it like that. There was
so
more
for all of you guys that were hating on Bruno, because apparently Bruno is always whining. Here we go.
Too much passion. But just to talk about Man United some more. So, it's not going to be an easy start for you guys in the Premier League. Looking at the fixtures that you guys are going to play upcoming. Yeah. So, obviously, you guys played the game against Arsenal. Up next, you're Fulham. So, Fulham at Fulham. Never an easy one.
Yeah.
Never an easy one. And then the following Wednesday, so not even a week after, you have Grimsby Town in the EFL Cup, second round.
Yeah.
Right. So basically, I think this is the Carabao Cup.
Yeah, probably.
This is the Carabao Cup. And then weekend, you play home against Burnley. I think that one would be a good game for you guys.
I hope so.
Yeah, you guys better win then.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, look, there are quite a couple of interesting games. One game that I thought I should mention, Newcastle versus Liverpool. I find this one interesting in particular because will Issa be on the bench? Will he play?
Will he be in Liverpool? We don't know yet.
Like, if anything, I think Isak is another Garnacho. Like, how do you do... Like, I don't understand how he did what he did. Coming from a club like Newcastle, Newcastle is not a small-time club. This is a big name here. You don't come in and do your own things. Yeah. And Isak tried to pull his way out of a deal with Liverpool. But unfortunately, for a deal to happen, three parties have to all be involved.
Yeah.
And that's just how things work.
Yeah. I think these days, players have just gotten too demanding.
Yeah.
If I can put it like that. They think that if they demand a move and then they skip training and don't attend, eventually the club will just decide to sell them. But actually, like what Newcastle has done, obviously we don't know the full side of the story. We don't know what was agreed between Newcastle and the player. But I like the fact that it's a thing of, bro, you're still under contract.
Yeah.
And if you're still under contract, if we haven't found an offer that we are happy with, you're not going.
Yeah, because I'm certain he would be fined for not showing up for training and stuff. So
like you knew, you signed the deal, you knew how long the deal was. Now, just because you want to go and you wanna go play for another club, now we must just let you go. No, we're going to only let you go when we find a fee that we are happy with.
And like we said earlier, before the Premier League came back, Isak could be a really good signing for Liverpool. But I think they have a good player in Ekitike.
Oh, they do.
I think they have a hidden gem there.
I actually saw the game against Bournemouth. Very tall, very agile, dribbling, mentality is there.
Yeah.
The hunger is there. He scored a goal. Plus,
even like the goal that he scored in the recent game, like if you watch the play, he instigated the whole thing. Like you saw him, he made a pass, he ran into the space, literally dictated and then scored. That's what you call a player.
And I personally am not ready for Liverpool at the moment.
Yeah, look, that's going to be an interesting one, eh?
No, I am not.
You have the likes of Ekitike, who's a new signing. You have McAllister. You have Florian Wirtz, who's yet to show his true colors.
Yes, that's the thing. thing.
Yeah, it's
Salah, obviously.
Mohamed Salah, we don't even mention.
Salah, oh my goodness.
Me. He's just always hungry. He's like a roaring lion, excuse the pun, you know, because yes, Egyptians, yes, lions.
I see what you've done there. And with Salah, during the week, if you don't know, he won the PFA player.
Yeah.
Player for a third time in a row. That time in a row, and in his speech, he mentioned what Dorier is saying, that he's still hungry, still hungry for more, and he still has 2 more years left at Liverpool.
Yeah,
so he's gonna be focused. He's gonna be ready, and yeah, you know, I'm excited for what's to come this season.
Yeah,
and this week, even crazier games coming. Just the other leagues. So let's say for the fans who aren't necessarily just Premier League watchers, La Liga. Barcelona is on top after their win at Mallorca.
Yeah.
And it's looking very good for Barcelona there. Madrid, I watched them yesterday. Very underwhelming performance. They only managed to squeeze a 1-0 win against Osasuna.
Which is very sad, by the way.
Kylian Mbappe penalty.
Oh, my word.
That's how they won. How they won yesterday.
Yeah, DJ Sticks just had to rub that one in there.
Mm-hmm,
fortunately,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a Madrid
penalty
fan.
Penalty del Real Madrid.
I'm not a Madrid fan, so I couldn't care less. But
yes, you know, we have to clarify. You know, we have to give you all the details. With Vinicius, with Mbappe, with Valverde, with Rodrigo. Rodrigo actually not even playing, being left as an unused sub. You know, there's a lot of rumors going on about his future.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, hint, hint. Xabi Alonso doesn't need him. We don't know. But yeah, you're going to be seeing 2 weeks left of the transfer window and lots of exciting stuff happening. Lots of exciting games.
Yeah, looking forward to the deadline deals. You know, a club or two might pull in some good signings at the end. And let's just see how things go.
Yeah, but we're going to be here every single week updating you and analyzing every single transfer, every single game. But we're going to end it here for this week, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fire coming, so we have to start slow.
I'm actually, one of my agendas is to try as much as possible to watch some of the French league games. And when I say some, I mean specifically Marseille.
What do you mean, man? Greenwood.
Greenwood, you know what I'm saying? I just can't wait. And if I'm watching when I'm watching the Champions League this season, I'll also be watching out for Mason Greenwood. I think Marseille is going to be cooking as well. De Zerbi is on some crazy things there. Pogba has made his return to football. So yeah, French league is going to be something.
This season as a whole, man, is going to be looking very interesting.
Yeah,
very very interesting.
You know,
obviously players also playing hard for the World Cup next year. So we're going to be seeing a lot of players giving it their all. A lot of players leaving leaving clubs who aren't playing them.
Yeah.
Because players want to play, players want to give it their all so that they can be selected for the World Cup. So this season, man, let's enjoy. And you stay tuned with us, and we're going to be going through all of this together.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then from our side, from this week, it has been amazing. And we're going to be here next week again, same time, same place. From me, DJ Sticks, and
from myself, Glory.
We are signing out.
Peace.
This is Radio On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM.
Active FM.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.